From the Marion County Historical Society is Brandy Wilson.
Hello, this is Brandy Wilson, Director of the Marion County Historical Society. The 2025 season has begun. We are excited to welcome visitors to our brand new exhibit in the main atrium. This season, we are celebrating 175 years of the Marion County Fair. It is a fascinating exploration of our local history that you definitely will not want to miss. Heritage Hall, home of the Marion County Historical Society and Wyandotte Popcorn Museums, is open Wednesday through Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and by appointment outside those hours. Admission is $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, and $4 for children in grades K through 12. Children under 5 are free. Remember that if you are a member of the Marion County Historical Society, you will have free admission and can visit as often as you'd like. As always, you get a free box of popcorn at the end of every tour. All this rain lately makes me think of ducks, which raises the question, are you a lucky duck? MCHS is excited to announce our second annual Lucky Duck Race, a fun event for the entire community. Join us on Tuesday, August 12th at 5 p.m. at the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center. While you do not have to be present to win, you do need to purchase a duck or several to enter the race. The cost, $10 for one duck, $25 for three ducks, and $50 for 10 ducks. We will have three winners. First place will receive $500. Second place will receive $250, and third place will receive $50. This is a fantastic opportunity to support MCHS while having some fun. For ticket information, please visit marionhistory.com. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on our community's support, from financial aid to the giving of time. Volunteering your time shows your support for our programs. There are many ways to volunteer with MCHS. Tour guide, housekeeping, artifact care and archiving, historical research, and exhibit creation. We have something for everyone. Contact our Curator of Education, Rebecca McKinney, for additional details. She can be reached at 740-387-4255. This is Brandy Wilson, and we thank you.
Here's Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library.
Hello again, Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library here. Wow, with all of the activity we have had at the library, you would think that we would take a break and take a breather, but no, your library is working for you. What next, you might ask? Well, let me fill you in. If you have not picked up a free book, The Art and Science of Connection, which is Marion's community read, you need to do so. Throughout May and into June, you can join a book discussion about the book. Go to marionlibrary.org/author-series for a complete list of locations where you will find the books and where you can join a discussion. The books are free to encourage your participation. It is The Art and Science of Connection, Why Social Health is the Missing Key to Living Longer, Healthier, and Happier by Casley Killam. That's a long one, isn't it? The book is about how connecting socially really is very healthy for you and has benefits. What better book to read and discuss with a group of your social friends? So check it out, please. We also have a list of places throughout Marion County where you can pick up a book and join the discussion. Stop by Marion Senior Center, Fable, Oscar's, Bowstring Restaurant, and LaRue Community Center to get a book. spend some time reading it, and then look at the different dates and times to join the discussions about what you think about the book and hear what others have to say about it as well. Then you have to come to the library on June 12th because the author will be here to talk about her book. I'm sure she would love to get a lot of feedback from those who have had the discussions and joined the social events that we're setting up for everybody in the community. So please take advantage of this. This is Marion's Community Read. More excitement. We are all abuzz about the great things we have scheduled for Summer Reading Fun. Our wallscape's gone up and our flyers are being made and everything is ready. If you want to take a sneak peek, go to marionlibrary.org/SR, sort of like summer reading, get it? marionlibrary.org/SR for a full list of details and more. There will be reading challenges and goals for kids, teens, and adults, and a whole lot of programs to keep everyone engaged at the library all summer long. So check it out and then look for more information on our website, marionlibrary.org. So remember, we are here to help you. This is your library. Stop by Marion Public Library. We are open Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 7, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, and marionlibrary.org is open 24/7 for you to search and reserve books. And don't forget, we also have our book market, which will be opening up mid-May. So we will see you at the library.
The Second Cup continues in a moment with Tom Kennedy and the weather.
The Vietnam War Experience Traveling Museum is coming to the American Legion Post 584 on Saturday and Sunday, May 10th and 11th. Travel back in time and see authentic artifacts, gripping displays, and firsthand accounts that capture the essence of the Vietnam War. It's a unique opportunity to gain insight into the war and the conflict within our country. Being up close with the Vietnam War Traveling Museum, Saturday, May 10th and Sunday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., admission is free.
The gas station has run out of flowers. Now there's nothing to pair with that lottery ticket that your mom says she always looks forward to. How do you now properly wish a happy Mother's Day to, you know, the woman who gave you life? I invite you to consider beers or seltzers from Marion's own Marion Brewing Company. We'll be open and cooking on Mother's Day. The Marion Brewing Company. Always here for Mom because, come on, she's earned it.
In your Second Cup forecast, a very nice weekend in store. Sunny skies today, an afternoon high of 74. Overnight temperatures will drop to around 48. Mother's Day on Sunday, sunny and a high of 74. And for Monday, mostly sunny and 78. That's your Second Cup forecast on WZMO.
The Second Cup continues with Kirk Detweiler from the Palace Theater.
Very good morning and a happy May to everyone. This is Kirk Detweiler, the Executive Director of the Marion Palace Theater, bringing you the latest on upcoming shows and events at the Palace Theater and the May Pavilion. Marion County's own Ryan Ratliff will grace the main stage one night only. That's tonight, May 10th, with his brand new show, Back in the Habit. Tickets are still available at the box office, which will open 1 hour before the 7:30 showtime. That's Back in the Habit tonight, starring Ryan Ratliff. Next Saturday night, May 17th, local singer Sarah Grody will be performing her one-woman show, Life is a Song. in the May Pavilion. That's next Saturday night. On June 7th, we are featuring world-renowned magician and illusionist Michael Grandinetti on the main stage, a great show for the entire family. We have just announced our summer musical, which will be the classic American musical, Annie, which will run the second and third weekends of July. Auditions for Annie are set for Saturday, May 17th. Check our website and Facebook page for details. How can you help preserve the historic Marian Palace Theater? Consider becoming a member. Membership is a great way to ensure that this beloved landmark continues to entertain future generations. For details, visit our website or stop by the box office. Memberships for our upcoming 25-26 season are available and start at only $25. We are about to announce our entire 2025-26 season. If you're a business owner or simply looking for another way to contribute, consider sponsoring a show or a series of shows at the Palace. It's another wonderful way to support the theater, and it is great advertising for your business. For more information on upcoming events or to purchase tickets, give us a call at 740-383-2101. Visit our website, marianpalace.org, or stop by and see us in the box office. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 to 5. On behalf of all of us here on West Center Street, we do thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the historic Marian Palace Theater.
Brad DeCamp joins us this morning from the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Board.
Good morning. This is Brad DeCamp, Executive Director of the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health, or Adam H. Board. I wanted to share some information with you about adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs. ACEs are potentially traumatic events that occur in childhood between the age of birth to 17 years. Some example of ACEs include experiencing violence, abuse, or neglect, witnessing violence in the home or community, or having a family member attempt or die by suicide. Also included are aspects of the child's environment that can undermine their sense of safety, stability, and bonding, such as growing up in a household with substance abuse problems, mental health problems, or instability due to parental separation or household members being in jail or prison. ACEs are linked to chronic health problems, mental illness, and substance use problems in adolescence and adulthood. ACEs can also negatively impact education, job opportunities, and earning potential. However, it's important to know that ACEs can be prevented. ACEs affect about 61% of adults across the country. And nearly 1 in 6 reported they had experienced 4 or more ACEs in their childhood. Preventing ACEs could potentially reduce many health conditions. For example, by preventing ACEs, up to 1.9 million heart disease cases and 21 million depression cases could have been potentially avoided. Women, children, and several racial or ethnic minority groups are at greater risk for experiencing 4 or more types of ACEs. The economic and social cost to families, communities, and society total hundreds of billions of dollars each year. For example, a 10% reduction in ACEs in North America could equate to an annual savings of $56 billion. ACEs can have lasting negative effects on health, well-being, as well as life opportunities such as education and job potential. These experiences can increase the risks of injury, sexually transmitted infections, maternal and child health problems, involvement in sex trafficking, and a wide range of chronic diseases and leading causes of death such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and suicide. ACEs and associated social determinants of health, such as living in under-resourced or racially segregated neighborhoods, frequently moving, and experiencing food insecurity, can cause toxic stress. Toxic stress from ACEs can negatively affect children's brain development, immune systems, and stress response systems. These changes can affect children's attention, decision-making, and learning. Children growing up with toxic stress may have difficulty forming healthy and stable relationships. They may also have unstable work histories as adults and struggle with finances, jobs, and depression throughout their life. These effects can also be passed down to their own children. Some children may face further exposure to toxic stress from historical and ongoing trauma due to systemic racism or the impacts of poverty resulting from limited education and economic opportunities. For more information, please visit the Adam H. website at www.mcadamh.com. If you are in crisis or feeling suicidal, please call 988. This is Brad DeCamp with the Crawford Marion Adam H. Board, and I thank you for listening to the Second Cup News Magazine.
Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
There is a building on North State Street today, barely recognizable for what it once housed. It was the Ku Klux Klan Market Building in the early 1920s. Storefronts were located on the ground floor along North State Street, and the Klan offices were situated on the second floor. There was a large auditorium as well on the second floor. Part of the motivation for the Klan to establish an office in Marion stemmed from the notoriety which resulted from Harding's presidency. After World War I, farmers were having a hard row to hoe, and it was this economic hardship which the Klan hoped to exploit. Here, the Klan focused on religious intolerance, targeting primarily Jews and Catholics. But racial hatred was not entirely foregone. The racial hatred was more of a secondary thrust up north than it was in the south. So one would not have expected that the Klan Market Building mortgage would have been held by the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic fraternal organization. But it was so. In November of 1924, the Knights of Columbus, concerned about the Klan's possible bankruptcy, foreclosed on the note. After sitting vacant from 1925 to 1927, the building became the home of the Marion Star, which previously had its offices on East Center Street. In the 1960s, the Market Building was remodeled after the newspaper was purchased by the Gannett Publishing Company. The editorial and business offices were located there until its move to an East Center Street location. This time to the southeast corner of East Center and South State Streets. The Center State Building at 163 East Center Street in May of 2013. Today, the old Klan Market Building is owned by a developer planning to use it for student housing. When occupied by the Klan, the building was topped by a tower upon which stood a large, lighted, revolving cross. This is Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment.
Here's the last word of our show today with Tom Kennedy.
I bought a couple of pillows the other day, and there was that tag. The same tag that's on all furniture and many other things. A long white tag that says, "Do not remove this tag under penalty of federal law." When I was a kid, my parents bought a new furniture suite. There were those labels on each piece. Later in my 20s, I noticed a couple of the remaining pieces, and the tags were still there. "Mom, I think you can take those tags off now. It has been 20 years, you know." "No such thing. It says under penalty of federal law." Interestingly, it does not say who enforces this, where, or how. And has anyone ever been convicted of removing the labels? Imagine going to prison and the first thing the convicts ask is, "What you in for, bub?" Are you really going to admit you tore the tag off the sofa? "Nope, not me. I'm in here for killing five people." back to my pillows. I decided to take a stand and put my foot down. Do what? I'm not sure. But I tore those tags right off those pillows. Go ahead, ship me off to Alcatraz. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.